Women rock.
Women who rock.
Women rock.
Women who rock.
Women who rock.
Women who rock.
Women who rock. Women who rock.
This is Women Who Rock, a podcast promoting female musicians and artists. Welcome to episode 29. By the time that this episode is released, I will be overseas. So today, we're going to dive into some of the best bits of the past year of the podcast in the form of a clip show. But I guess the really good news is that I am definitely not recording this at 12:35 a.m. on the night before I fly out to Europe. So everything is very carefully curated and well organized. Over the past year, there have been multiple guests that have done a live performance on the show right here in the studio. And every time that happens, I feel a really privileged to get to be the solo audience member to what have been some really special performances. And I was sort of thinking about how I could release the recordings maybe on SoundCloud or something. But for now, in the interim, here is a compilation of the live Women Who Rock recordings to date. Let's start with episode 3, where I spoke to blues soul singer Fran Little. She was the first one to do a live performance on the podcast, and it was really good. Here it is. The song was called Better Things to Do.
Mama knows you've been catting round with someone else's mouse. That's why I've gone and changed the locks on this very house. If you're looking for the keys to the car I bought for you, you'll find them down in the car lot on Highway 52. Oh, now I could get down on my knees and cry just like a fool. Those better things ain't you. Well, I hear you keep telling me through this very door you're so very sorry. Can I take you back once more? Let me make this clear to you so you don't misunderstand. It won't take me long to find what I need in the arms of another man. Now I could drink to forget you, baby, but that's not what I'll do. 'Cause I got better things to do, baby. Those better things ain't you. It's been 3 long, long years, baby. I loved you like a king. You treated my love just like a game. Now I'll show you how to win, Lord. You'll never ever find another love like mine. And when you hear my name, you'll get that chill right down your spine, Lord. So go ahead and cry me that river, baby, like I broke your heart in two. Well, I got better things to do, baby. Those better things ain't you. Well, I got better things to do. Those better things ain't you.
Listening to that track again really reminded me of the time when Fran schooled me about blues singers. She introduced me to a guitarist and singer called Memphis Minnie, who I now really love. She has this track from, I think, like 1930, which is called Can I Do It For You? And you should definitely look that up immediately. Or I guess after you have finished listening to this episode, I wanted to take now a little clip from Fran telling her story about Memphis Minnie. I guess when a lot of people think about blues, particularly early blues, 1920s and 1930s, the archetypical picture that you have is a man with a guitar by himself singing. But before that was the case in 1935, maybe, early 20s,
It was women. Women really were there, starting with Ma Rainey. Ma Rainey was the first woman to really be well famous in blues in the 1900s, you know, 1900, 1910, and she brought Bessie Smith on. And then Bessie Smith, who had that voice, who then, you know, and then you had Billie Holiday and singing that sort of jazz blues, and this all came from these amazing women. And I'm lucky enough to, when I do play with the Sugar Daddies, with Michael Meisner, who introduced me to all of this music, which he loves, about the stories that women tell. And from those perspectives of those times, which is really, really interesting.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of Memphis Minnie, and I dig her. Like, I dig everything about her.
She just really resonates.
She resonates with me because she was tough, she was strong, she was feminine when she needed to be, but if she needed to throw down in a bar fight, she could.
Okay.
Who doesn't want to be that?
Did she spend a lot of time on Beale Street?
Yes. So they call her, she's from, raised in, well, not raised in Louisiana, but born in Louisiana.
Mm.
But she ran away at 13 to Beale Street.
Whoa.
At 13 years old, she was playing on the corners of Beale Street, playing guitar. And look, they say that she was as great a guitarist as any of the men around at that time. And she was. But she was also a woman of colour. And a woman,
yeah,
in 1929.
Yeah,
so
wow.
People weren't really going to notice that. But they, you know, the stories are that she was as great a guitarist at that time as anyone.
When Kate Young from Wollongong came on the show in episode 7, we had a live recording success rate of 28%. She played a track called Back to You. Let's have a listen to that right now.
Yes, it's pale like the water for black swans' wings, like the roses that grow through the mud that shows up so clean. But from here, I've seen the way your love reigns through the smoke, all the beers will combat all our tears, all our dreams. But all jokes aside, we laughed and we cried the old 9 lives were true. I wanted that for you. Tell me, when did your luck run out? Or is it spread all over this town? If it's somewhere, I will hunt it down. I'll bring it back to you. I'll bring it back to you. Oh, I can see through those unfine lies to the pain that's beneath those eyes. But no measured years will make up for the tears they'll cry. Now all jokes aside, we laughed and we cried the 09 lives were true. I want it there for you. So tell me, when did your luck run out? Or is it spread all over this town? If it's somewhere, I will hunt it down. I'll bring it back to you. 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 And now I seem so lonely, and every breath's a task. Oh, I wonder what I could have said. God, I feel I'm only, I'm afraid to ask what your life would be if it was me instead. So tell me, when did your luck run out? Was it spread all over this town? If it's somewhere, I will hunt it down. Now tell me, where did your luck run out? Or is it spread all over this town? If it's somewhere, I will hunt it down. I'll bring it back to you. I'll bring it back to you. I'll bring it back to you. I'll bring it back to you.
The last track that we'll hear today is from Maya Marsh. She brought her really beautiful, like, hybrid Strat guitar into the studio, which I played with for quite a while after we finished recording. And this is the most recent recording, so I guess technically I should have recorded this one the best. Anyway, here is Maya Marsh with her track, Any Excuse.
Thank you.
That was Maya Marsh with Any Excuse. Thank you so much for tuning into what has kind of unintentionally become an Easter clip show. Although Women Who Rock is a strictly non-denominational podcast, I hope that you enjoy the live recordings as much as I did. And also, on the notion of hope, I hope that in the next episode I'm going to be able to give you an interview with a musician from London who I am yet to know who that is, so I guess we should all stay tuned. As a parting shot, remember that you should listen to more Memphis Mini than you currently do.
No, you can't do nothing to me. No, you can't do nothing to me. I don't care what anyone you do. You can't do nothing for me. Let me say you can't do nothing for me.
Women Who Rock is proudly produced in the Sydney studios of Do As You Are 107.3.